Hey, it's a really cool Earth Day singles party, huh?
Yeah.
Is that a hemp poncho?
No, actually, it's made from fuzz drawn from the navel of a free-range protected Tanzanian chimpanzee.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Would you care for a carrot?
Is it organic and pesticide-free?
Oh, absolutely. I grew it myself.
It's not easy being green. Having to turn off every appliance in my house every time I leave. When I think it would be easier just to ignore the polar bears in the Arctic and let the chlorofluorocarbons be released from my computer and my television and my refrigerator by letting them run all day long.
I know. It's not that easy being green. Sometimes folks give me weird looks when I do ordinary things. Like when I compost my own toenail clippings and use them to fertilize my garden of organic carrots. And now using pine cones instead of toilet paper has given me this really weird rash.
But green's the color of grass.
And grass makes great dental floss.
But with fair trading habits and no tests on rabbits, my teeth now grow moss.
Is that a leather belt you've got? Tell me how now? Can you kill a cow now?
This is the finest pleather made only from recycled scraps of Indonesian tree bark droppings.
Indonesian? Indonesian? Do you know how big the carbon footprint is on anything that is shipped by diesel tanker? I absolutely cannot date you unless you're an Omniloco Decavegivore.
Say what now?
You heard me. I will only eat vegetables that have died of natural causes within 100 feet of my house.
Oh, well, can we still make out?
Oh, sure.
My Hummer's parked out back.